Greg Yates, the No Head Trash Health Coach from Breakthrough Leadership, here with some jet fuel for your daily health goals. This is the No Head Trash Guide to Breakthrough. It's time to talk about something that most people never even engage with at all. I mean, I've talked to people about this topic and watched it sail right over their heads. Did you picture me doing that? Right over their heads. You know, the reality for all of us is that we do more things accidentally than we do on purpose. So just think about it, really. Will you think about it with me? I remember my dad used to say, "Hey, Greg, when it's all said and done, there's a lot more said than done." Whoa, rocket science, right? I mean, all kinds of crazy thoughts go with that one, but you know what I'm talking about. For most of us, we trend in general directions, not specific laser-focused targets. And when someone asked me just a few years ago, what would I call success? What would be my definition of success? That's our topic today, how to have a definition for your success. When they asked me that, my initial response was like, isn't this obvious? I mean, I'm a business person. Isn't it obvious what my definition of success would be? Hasn't society already told me what that answer is? Or do I have to really bear down and make one up myself? Of course, I want to make money. I want to be successful, whatever that means. Your definition for success is not simple. You know, if you've heard me talk about this and you've immediately just kind of whisked off a couple things in the back of your mind and you thought, yep, got that covered, then I want to challenge you, because my experience is that when I actually made a commitment to write down my definition of success, it meant asking myself, okay, what would be the evidence? What would happen that I would know? What would my life look like that I would know? I'd have evidence. Think about it. I'd have evidence of my success. What would the evidence look like? I'm telling you, it took me like 3 days to come up with what it would look like for me to be successful. What would it mean? What would be my clear definition for success? Now you may say, well, you know, I'm just showing up. Greg, you don't understand. I'm just happy to get through the day. That's my definition, is just let me get through the day. Let me pay my bills. Let me have just a few minutes to shut my brain down and let me just enjoy a few minutes with my kids, okay? I get that, all right? I get that. And maybe it's almost like an inverse relationship. Maybe you're thinking, if I had my true definition of success, it would be almost like I'd first have to start out defining the things that I don't want in my life more than even the things I do. Hey, why do you think it took me 3 days? I mean, that's really what it's all about. I got to challenge you, because in the coaching business, and you know, I'm the No Head Trash health coach, right? So you'd think I'd have all this down, right? I mean, in the coaching business, our effort is to help people understand that definition, to understand, maybe you've heard it said this way, to understand the why. That's like a W-H-Y. To understand their why. Why would I do this? Why would I follow through? Why would I want to be anywhere other than where I am right now? Now, maybe you've heard of the gap model, okay? And that would, if you can picture it, on like the left side of a piece of paper, this is where you are. And on the right side, maybe you make a list of the things that would exist if you were where you wanted to be, right? And everything in the middle is like the journey to get there. And guess what? I've identified, I love to share this one with you in person, you know, is that in that battlefield, that journey between the two places, there's a lot of enemies that show up in there. And some of those enemies, we already know what they are. And some of them, we just don't have a clue. And it's important for us to know what our definition of success is, because unless we understand that definition, then we don't understand what is against it, right? What if you don't know what matter is, you don't know what antimatter looks like, okay? For you Star Trekkies out there. I mean, let's face it, for all of us, staying where we are is perhaps comfortable because it's familiar. It was familiar for me to feel the way I did. In the health arena, it was familiar for me to feel certain aches and pains. It was familiar for me to be at a certain weight and to eat till I was stuffed. All those things were kind of familiar things to me, but I wouldn't say they were things that I would have put on my list for what my definition of success is. I had to build a list that was almost like fiction, folks. I mean, it was like total fiction for me to put down on paper the list of things that would exist if I were to really be able to gauge myself as being successful, the evidence that would exist, okay? And for me, some of those things were absolutely health-related. A lot of them were relationship-related. A lot of them were financially related. In essence, I just want to talk about this definition of success today. I want to talk sometime about actually how to build it, okay? And that's something that I've done a lot of training on. I've written a journal even that gets used to help create your definition of success. This is not to be taken lightly, but let me just help you understand today why you need one, okay? Why you need one. If you don't know where you're going, then any old road will do, right? If you don't know where you're going, the temptation is to just look and see what the easiest looking road is. Now, I say looking because we all know that just what you see today doesn't mean that that's actually defines what the road looks like. I mean, for a lot of us, we've made choices before and we thought, oh, you know, that looks fun. And then later on, we said, how do I get out of here? You know, I remember when I was a young pilot, I've been an instrument rated pilot for over 35 years. I remember when I was a young pilot, drove out to the airport and I was looking up at this beautiful sky. And one of the older pilots that was there was talking to him. And I said, man, it'd be a great day to be flying. And he said, yeah. But he said, my experience tells me that it's a whole lot better to be down here wishing you were up there than up there wishing you were down here. And that's the truth for it. I mean, that's the ultimate reality. If we don't know what success would look like for us, then we have no idea which direction to take. We have no idea which influences will move us closer. Is what you're doing moving you closer to your definition of success? How can you even ask that question if you don't know what your definition of success is? Now, you know, there's levels of that, right? I mean, most of us have kind of a general idea of what it would look like. And maybe it's just a feeling, you know, maybe it's like a gut level sense of satisfaction or peace. And I'm not going to talk down to that because that is ultimately what we all want, what we need, what I needed. But unless I know what the definition is, I really don't know how to measure whether I'm moving closer to it or not. Now, when we start out, like I said, with a general idea of something we'd like to feel, then we got to break it down further and say, well, what is it that would create that expectation? See, I thought success for years meant making a lot of money, being in authority, having economic power, right? And respect. And I just kept thinking that somewhere around the next deal or after the next digit on my balance statement that I would feel satisfied. I'd find a sense of satisfaction, not just financial success. I would feel this. But what happened to me was that I was really broken because I ended up in almost an addictive state pursuing a fictitious, a societal, a cultural definition of success that was never going to satisfy my need for validation, my need for peace and clarity and a sense of well-being. And to be honest with you, my need to know that I was making a difference in the world, that I was actually, by being here, I could help other people and make their lives better. Now, it took me a while to understand that that was one of the things that was really important to me and that it would really trigger my success, but that really was the case. And as long as I was not achieving that, no matter how much money I made or how much quote unquote success, air quotes, I guess I say, success I was having, it never really mattered because I was not achieving my definition of success. Ever heard that statement? Oh, I climbed the ladder to success and then I figured out it was leaning against the wrong wall. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's exactly what I'm speaking about. Understanding your definition of success goes a lot farther than you think it does. You know, a lot of the people that I'm working with, their basic desire is to lose weight, or in some cases, it's to have more energy. And these are great topics for Pure Health Coach because the science of it and the knowledge base and the things that can be done are just incredible, especially if you've spent time in this field. But the truth of that is to just say I want to lose weight really doesn't paint the entire picture. Why do you want to lose weight? Well, I want to lose weight because I want to feel better, because I don't want to be embarrassed. Let me just be honest. When I was 80 pounds heavier than I am now, I didn't want to be in any pictures. I'm just going to say it the way it is. I didn't want to be in any pictures. I took the pictures. I said, oh, I got that. I'll take the pictures, because I didn't want to show up in any of them, because there was nothing more frustrating than grabbing a picture, searching for myself and seeing something I hated. I didn't want to feel the way I felt by being overweight. I felt sluggish. I didn't have the energy. When I tried to do more activities, it bothered my joints. And for the most part, for me, it was just a sense of failure. Okay. I felt like a failure. Now I'm speaking about weight loss, but that's not the only area you need to have a definition of success. But do you realize that all these things are connected? I mean, can you see it's like the domino effect, that once we understand our definition of success and we begin to trip toward it and we're heading in the right direction, that one domino falls and it enables the next one to fall? See, because something crazy happens when we get healthy. You know, something really crazy happens when our definition of success starts to be like an onion being peeled open, and we start seeing, wow, I'm accomplishing things here that I didn't even know were on my list. I'm becoming somebody I didn't even see myself becoming. I'm feeling in a way that I couldn't even feel before. I'm more productive than I ever was before. I started working with a guy on our health coaching process who was ready to throw in the towel. You know, he was 65, 66. He was ready to retire. He just didn't have the fire anymore, he said. You know, I didn't have the passion anymore to be in business. And after about 3 months, I was talking to him about his plans, about his why and his definition of success. And he was talking passionately about his business. And I said, so are you still looking for retirement? And he gave me a crazy look and he said, no. Are you kidding me? I've got more energy than I've had in 20 years. I'm excited about what I'm doing. His definition of success wasn't about retiring. It was about finding the energy, the sense of well-being, and finding the capacity to do what he already loved to do. So, you know, the definition of success doesn't have to spring from you being really broken. But my experience is that if we can identify the areas where we really are or really feel broken, that we'll be able to reflect or mirror those into the areas that define what it would be like for us to find breakthrough. Okay, broken on the left side of the scale, breakthrough on the right side. You've got those things that you've written on the left side, where I am right now. One day we'll talk about what are the beliefs that exist for me to be where I am. That's not today's conversation. And what would I have to believe in order to get to the right side of the equation? But today, what does my definition of success look like? What does my current status look like? And then knowing, how do I navigate between here and there? How do I get from where I am to where I want to be? It is absolutely critical, essential for you to have a definition of success. Let me just tell you real quick before I'm done, what happens if you don't? Picture yourself. You're wandering across, you're going across the desert, okay? You're going from the left side of your paper, the left side of the gap to the right side. And you're wandering in that wilderness and you're working your way there, but you don't really have a map and you don't know what it looks like on the other side. I promise you that what happens in our real life is that somewhere along the way, we get turned around and we come back to the place where we started. We return to the endless loops, that we return to the area of comfort. The comfort zone is such a crazy idea because for me, I can't leave the area of comfort, that zone of comfort, until it's absolutely so uncomfortable to be there that the only comfort is to do something about it. So challenge yourself, okay? This is your opportunity to pursue your own definition of success. Be passionate about it. Take it seriously. Don't accept somebody else's definition. Write it down. Write it down. Beat it up. Break it down and be able to state it in 30 seconds or less in a way that you can understand it and you can share it. We'll talk more about that too in future episodes. But right now, you just need to know why it's so critical that you have a personal definition of success. I can't do it for you. Your mother can't do it for you. Your wife or husband can't do it for you. Society absolutely cannot do it for you. Your success is going to be determined by you. This is Greg Yates, the No Head Trash Health Coach. Thanks for joining me today in this opportunity to talk about something I'm completely passionate about. I hope you'll check out some of our stuff on YouTube under Breakthrough Leadership and the No Head Trash Health Coach. I'd love for you to share in some of the things that we've done on our website and the free resources that are there. I'd love to hear from you. And if I can do anything to help you in your health journey toward breakthrough, get in touch with me. Let's do this breakthrough together. We are all on a journey from broken to breakthrough, and when we help others along the path, we amplify our own results. Come be part of our health-seeking community or join our team of coaches paying it forward to change the world one healthy habit at a time. Maybe somebody you care about needs you to be the No Head Trash Health Coach. Hey, let's do this health breakthrough together.